Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darrell is back with the sport and again some important reflections as well as looking ahead to what the fixtures are.
Yeah, thank you very much, Karen. A very good morning. We're remembering two Irish broadcasting giants and a great commentator in Micheál Ormaithig and the news and current affairs reporter Tommy Gorman. Tommy, a great sports fan himself, so I feel obliged and I think he would be very happy if we included him in the sports bulletin this morning. We're going to salute both of them right now. I'm joined on the line by a very special guest, someone who was a friend to both. Good morning to All-Ireland winning manager and former politician John O'Mahony. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Darren.
John, let's start with Tommy because I know you have a very deep and personal friendship with him going over many, many years. How far did it go back?
50 years, Darren, back to the time when he was editor of the Western Journal. But like when this news broke yesterday, it's devastating. It's absolutely devastating. And we were such good friends. And I think what people didn't realise is that Tommy was part of my backroom team in Mayo, in Leitrim, and in Galway. He did all my video analysis, pro bono. Absolutely. Once Tommy got to know you and trust you, he'd move mountains to help you. But this is, like we all thought that he had 30 years, if you like, with cancer, and that we were thinking that this was never going to raise his head again, but it has in such a sudden way. And I'm so devastated, really. And like we all know about his power and politics and all the rest of it, but it's lesser known what he did for football and for me in particular.
Well, I know, John, he brought a video analysis in when there wasn't even video analysis. And I know you've had your own battles yourself, John, but I know it's really important for you to come on this morning and to remember Tommy like this. And I think we're all sharing your pain this morning. But could I ask you about the other man, Micheál Ormaithig? In all my years following and working on football, John, and hurling, no one was allowed inside the dressing room unless you were Micheál Ormaithig. And I think you were one of the ones that left the door open to him as well, weren't you?
That's exactly that. But just before I finish on Tommy, I'd just like to give my absolute sincere sympathy to Kira, to Joe, and to Moya. Sometimes life isn't fair, but sometimes the people that can bear these tasks, they're asked to do so. Look at, yes, Micheál Ormaithig was trusted. He was absolutely trusted in every, like as you say there. I'd always give orders to have no journalists in the dressing room, except Micheál Ormaithig, because you knew that he wasn't going to breach any protocol or anything like that. So he's, and we all have our kind of personal stories with him. I mean, the way that he painted a picture with his commentary, like, and the best example is that is the Leitrim iconic final, when he spoke about people looking down from the veranda of heaven, and it's unbelievable that wasn't a dry eye in Hyde Park that day when he came out with that.
Yeah.
So he really was, and he's, and once he got to know you, I remember one another and run to minor in 1971, and I was walking out the tunnel after the game, like, and he said to me, "John, congratulations on your great win today." And I said, how does he know me? Like, but he was so thorough that he always once he knew you once, he knew you forever. So look, at we'll miss both of them big time, and I'll particularly miss Tommy Gorman, because we spoke 3 or 4 times a week, and it's unbelievable the devastation this is going to leave.
Mm. John O'Mahony, so, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your very kind words here on Morning Ireland this morning, and look after yourself as well. Before I go, I'll let you know that England claimed top spot in Group C at the Euros after a scoreless draw against Slovenia, but once again, very unconvincing. They were booed off the field. Denmark's draw with Serbia sees them go through in second place, and then Slovenia have that third spot. Elsewhere, Austria beat Netherlands 3-2 to take first place in Group D. France had a 1-1 draw at Poland, so they were second, and the Dutch are third.
Darren, thank you very much indeed.